Dads on the air, we're here cause we care. We ask all the questions that others don't dare. We're dads on the air. We're dads on the air.
And welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you on the Community Radio Network. We bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and our guest today is Dale Huddleston. Dale is a songwriter and a professional musician. He's an artist, and he is a withdrawal management worker at Googan Goolwin Youth Aboriginal Corporation. He has a very interesting background. He's a former rugby league graded player with the Canberra Raiders junior and senior levels, and administrator with coaching experience at junior and senior levels. He's a visual artist specialising in mural design and workshop, and he's completed over 200 murals. And as well as that, he's had 25 years as a professional musician. Dale, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
So, Dale, we're particularly interested in the work you're doing with the young men in your community. Does it help having that background as a rugby league player that when you meet the young people?
Yeah, I think that, it's good to have a background in a lot of things, including sports. Yeah, I think it's a great having any sort of background in, like with your outside your work, so sport or music or anything that you even share a hobby in. So I think it's really good.
And is there some reluctance at first to get involved, say, in the art programs, or can you get over that, any reluctance you might find there?
Oh, no, there's never any reluctance here. It's a more of a, it's a bit of therapy for yourself, really, if you can pass something on and teach others.
I'm particularly interested in the work you've done in the mentoring, the rehabilitation program at the Googan Goolwin Youth Aboriginal Corporation. Now, that's in Canberra, or near Canberra, is it?
Yeah, we're in Canberra. We're located in the south side of Canberra. We're in Tuggeranong. We service the whole Canberra region, including Yass and Queanbeyan.
You get a lot of rural people as well as the city, I guess, in that.
We have a pretty transient society here in the ACT. Most of the people we deal with have moved here from country towns. There's Cowra and Tumut. Also on the south coast in New South Wales, Bateman's Bay, Mogo, Maria. So we have, quite a representation.
Do they present with different problems depending on which area they come from?
Yeah, I mean, those the sort of rural areas, I mean, most of the young people are coming here to seek apprenticeships and work and that sort of thing. So, it's not a real lot of jobs in smaller country towns, but because we have, so many families that are relocated here, you find that most of the kids coming from the country area stay with their family and try and seek employment in Canberra.
Are you dealing with all the families in the community, or only with those that where there's some an incarceration or someone's gone to jail?
No, everybody. It's like we have a referral service here that, we do get a fair bit of stuff through the courts, through the juvenile justice system, but we also have a lot of schools that make referrals to our programs for kids that are, needing to engage with their culture.
And your background is, you've got background, I think, both in Arnhem Land and around the Dubbo area, so that covers a fair range, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've sort of, I think, our family originated from, actually in the Riverina and then moved to Dubbo, but where sort of both sides of the family have large ties to the Dubbo area, and, on my father's side, they're from the Northern Territory, and, in Arnhem Land, Darwin, and also in the desert country of close to the US Australia border.
Mm. So, do you get back up to share your culture with these people very often?
Oh, probably once every 2 or 3 years.
And so, with your aim with the young people, is it to have them back embracing their original culture, or do you try and get them to, get on in the Western culture?
Oh, a bit of both. A lot of them come with us to us, wanting to learn about their identity, and so we engage them with other Aboriginal kids, and then they learn that way. And but it's a bit of a mixture of both.
So with the art in particular, is that something you've just learnt through your culture, or did you have other teachers that taught you how to do those works?
Like most of us, we're just self-taught. Like I say, most of the young people these days are self-taught. They start with drawing, and then they'll come along to some program to learn a bit more. Like I said, I've probably taught more that were sort of about half and half between programs and kids that are incarcerated. So a lot of them learn while they're incarcerated in the juvenile system, but also in the adult system as well.
So, for instance, you've got a mural located at the secondary high school, Melba Copeland High School. How did you get the confidence to go and do that mural? It's always a public piece of work, isn't it, when someone can watch what you're doing as you're painting?
Oh, well, the whole thing there in the schools is that they get involved with it. So basically I'm just there to guide them. They actually do most of the work.
Oh.
I design it, teach them how to do it.
And the same with the music. Do you find, is there a well of talent there that you're bringing out through your programs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got quite a few of the young people that have taught in previous years are at the stage where they're exhibiting their own paintings now and getting to that stage. So, people that I may have taught, say, 5 years ago have continued on and are doing their own stuff now.
Well, that must be very satisfying for you to see these people coming out and getting involved in artistic expression now.
Yeah, I think, it's a pretty big part of our culture and the way we tell our stories is through our art, so it's usually the medium that you start with. There's either music or dance.
So just sticking with the music for a minute, you've formed a band, the Riverbank Band.
Yes.
And we've got some of your music here. I wonder if you could tell us which song you'd like us to play, and we'll run with that in a couple of minutes.
Southern Sapphire would probably be the one. Yeah, that was written about the south coast down New South Wales and down around Badalla.
Okay, well, look, we're going to take a short break now. We're going to listen to Southern Sapphire by Dale Huddeston and the Riverbank Band.
About the ones that got away. heading down the far south coast. Fish line in the back, bottle of Bundy in my haversack. I'm heading where the road leads me, down where the beaches meet the sea, down where my people always greet me, on a southern sapphire day. On a southern sapphire day. On a southern sapphire day.
And that was Dale Huddleston singing Southern Sapphire from the Riverbank Band. Dale, if people want to listen to that song again or get their own copy, what's the best way of doing that?
Probably online and on Morindew Aboriginal Arts. And there's a if you look up Morindew, Burrunju, and there's a record bar there with the albums there.
Great. Okay, look, we'll put that on our website for all the people that are interested. So we were just talking about the successes that you've had with your programs. How successful is it? Do you get a high proportion of the, say, the people that are in jail? Do a high proportion of them get interested in art and proceed with it when they come out?
Yeah, quite a lot of artists have stockpiled their artwork and usually put it into galleries when they get out. But it's quite exhibitions and so forth, so there's quite a few that do.
So what would you say have been your major successes with the art program?
Oh, you know, it's just passing on your experience and your knowledge in that, and if people can sort of do it as a therapy, and but also, you know, as a small cottage industry, well, that's good. So it's if you help them along that process, it's pretty rewarding.
I'm sure it is. We've seen a lot of programs about Indigenous problems on TV recently, and, I mean, some of them, it seems like the people in the jail are happy to stay in jail, which is it's a very sad indictment on our community. But with your programs, I'm hoping that they can see that there's life outside the jail.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I think what's going to happen is the through care process with the jail, and even with the juvenile system, the through care process has got to be pretty thorough. Getting people into programs and keeping them occupied whilst they're not working. And as you know, it's pretty hard to get employment, especially if you've been through the adult system, it's pretty hard to get employment. But there seems to be more and more places willing to facilitate people that have come out of incarceration, which is good.
Yes, I'm sure it's hard for everyone when they've got a record like that. But it seems to me, yes, if you can focus on those positive aspects of the art and the music, it just gives you something else to talk about at the job interview, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, at present we have a group in conjunction with the medical service, and there's about probably three or four of those participants that come out of jail for the day to be in that program, but they're people that are due to be released. So you need to have that experience when before you're released to get out and interact in programs, and because we had a talk about it the other day, actually last Friday, and a lot of the guys find that because they're so regimented inside, when they get out they need the same thing. They have to be like doing a program at 10 o'clock in the morning, they have to be off doing another program in the afternoon, they have to keep busy. So and it's a matter of services outside providing that for them.
So what age groups are you normally dealing with?
8 to 25 is our age range.
Did you say 8?
Yes, 8 to 25, yeah. No, but like with the youth centre we're in, we cater for kids as young as 8-year-old that are in programs. But the majority of my clients are sort of 13 and above, 13 to 25 year olds.
Mm. So, are these 13 year olds or younger? Are they in institutions or are they?
No. These are guys that are on just our youth programs.
Right.
They're self-referred or referred by their caseworkers or families.
And then you inspire them to get involved with the music or the art.
Yeah, we involve them in with the young men. They're actually on a young men's mentor program, so there's about 10 to 12 kids on that program. That we also engage them in our school holiday programs as well.
Yeah, so what's involved with the mentoring? Who are the actual mentors in those programs?
We've got some older kids that are. Because we're located right next to one of the biggest colleges in the ACT, which is Erindale. And we have some of the older guys that are in, year 11 and 12 that come on that program and sort of buddy up with these younger guys.
Sort of immediate mentors, not sort of old, experienced people coming involved.
Oh, there is a lot. No, there is also different speakers we bring in, older people as well.
Of course, I mean, traditionally it's the elders that really pass on the wisdom, isn't it, in your community?
To a certain extent, culturally wise, yes, but to have people that are just a little bit older helps as well.
Yeah.
Your older teenagers to guide these guys.
We're speaking with Dale Huddleston. Dale is a songwriter and a professional musician. He's an artist and withdrawal management worker at the Googan Goolwin Youth Aboriginal Corporation. So, Dale, the Googan Goolwin Youth Aboriginal Corporation, are you getting the government support for your operations now that you need?
I'd say we are. We recently had some more positions funded, so the government is looking at the programs, and because we're in the drug and alcohol sector, there's a fair bit of stuff at the moment, money's around for programs to deal with happening on the streets with ICE.
It's a universal problem, isn't it? But I'm just looking at the history here. You started with I think, three people in some very inappropriate accommodation, and now, is it, you've now got 12 staff members?
15, yes.
15, oh, well, it's getting better. And you're at the Erindale Youth Centre, is that, you're still in that location?
Yeah, Erindale, and we're behind the Erindale Centre, so it used to be the Tokernal. Actually, Erindale Youth Centre, but it's now we've had it for about 10 years in this location.
Mm. And so, do you make your services available to everyone who contacts you? Is that the way it works?
Yeah. Well, we basically obviously we're Indigenous service, but we do have a lot of non-Indigenous kids that attend our centre every day, and also on our programs as well.
Oh.
So basically, if there's non-Indigenous kids that are with friends of our kids, well, we include them in our programs.
Oh, okay. So, but you'd normally look for some Indigenous link, I guess, wouldn't you?
But like I said, and especially with the incarceration stuff and rehabs, a lot of non-Indigenous kids and Indigenous kids are quite close, so they're quite welcome to come on any of our programs.
Mm.
We like to promote our culture as well, so, and share our culture, so we have an open door policy, and even through our sporting teams, we have probably half of our sporting teams are non-Indigenous.
Oh, okay.
Because we run touch sides and basketball sides and netball sides, and basically, anybody who works through the door can sign up.
Yes, well, it is getting the word out, isn't it, about the beautiful Aboriginal art that perhaps a lot of people that aren't familiar with Indigenous culture mightn't be aware of.
Well, I think for kids that have an interest in Indigenous culture, the only way you can really learn is to, have that association. So we like to promote that.
It's all very encouraging, and it's great to hear these programs and that you've got the art going, you've got the music going, you've got the mentoring going, and you're really, showing a way forward for these kids, not always in trouble, but just finding them something to do and very productive. So, look, I congratulate you, and I thank you for all you've done on behalf of everyone in Australia, because it's wonderful work you're doing. But look, we're running out of time, unfortunately, and I know you've picked another song, and this song is from your first album called Simple Things.
Yep.
I just can't resist this one line in a song. You say, when she says to me, "I love you, Daddy," it makes my heart stop beating for a while.
Oh.
I think that's just such a wonderful line. Is that from your relationship with your own child?
Yeah, well, that was a song I wrote for my daughter. And so she's 23 this year. Mm. But I started it like the day after she was born, and then I didn't finish it probably till about a year and a half later. But yeah, it was recorded in 99, but it was just a record of the birth and that first year and a bit. That so it's pretty popular song. I often have people who've listened to it just say, "Oh, that reminds me of my daughter." So that's a good thing.
It is. It's a wonderful thing, and people that haven't heard this song are going to enjoy it. So this is Simple Things by Dale Huddleston and the Riverbank Band.
Realize that I've been wrong when she
says to me, love you, Daddy. Makes my heart stop beating for a while. Makes my heart stop beating for a while. Makes my heart stop beating for a while.
When Dad's on the air, we're here 'cause we care. We ask all the questions that others don't dare.
And that was Simple Things by Dale Robert Huddleston and the Riverbank Band. So, Dale, thank you very much for being on the program, and we wish you all the very best in your future work.
Yeah, no worries, and thanks for your time. And like I said, it's a good thing to be involved in community radio as well. So I often, probably the only interviews I do, but which is great.
Well, thanks, Dale. And look, we'd love to hear from any of our listeners. You can go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, send us an email and we'll be in touch. If you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to that website, dadsontheair.com.au. And if you'd like some more on Dale's work, you can go to the Guggan Gulwan site, that's G-U-G-A-N-G-U-L-W-A-N, or the Burrunju, B-U-R-R-U-N-J-U, for more of Dale's music. And don't forget, we've got still got a number of books as giveaways, so if you're interested in any of the books we've discussed in recent programs, don't forget to send us an email and give us a couple of comments on the program if you like, but we'd always love to hear from you. And in the meantime, we'll be back next week with another show. You can see who the guests are in future weeks if you go to our website, once again, dadsontheair.com.au. So all that remains for me to do is to once again thank our special guest, Dale Huddleston, and we've been listening to Dale Huddleston and some music from his band, the Riverbank Band. So thanks again, Dale.